Hello friends, we are now in Chapter 8, Pay-Per-Click Internet Marketing, PPC, very interesting subject in the internet marketing. We are studying this overall under the subject Internet Marketing. I am Professor Ashish Hathi, who is going to conduct this session for you. We have a set agenda which is covering numerous aspects linked to the PPC, Pay-Per-Click. I am not like narrating them one by one, but it will give you a comprehensive idea about what this subject called pay-per-click. This is also the second page which reveals to you what all we are going to really study in this particular session, right up to various frameworks, models, various way to track it, the errors, people, mistakes that they make while using PPC as an approach. So with this, let's begin. What is pay-per-click? In a very simple term, you pay for click, you pay for the advertisement amount, you pay for a specific advertisement amount when customer clicks your ad, not when he just watches your ad. Click means he is expected that he wants to know more about something and he clicked your ad, so it has taken him to the some micro site or something. So that's what. Now, if this often happens, you see that PPC is available on the paid searches also, and they are on the Google search also, etc. So paid searches like thing like Facebook, Instagram, etc. Otherwise, sites like Google, Bing, etc. They all offer you pay-per-click. Now, broadly, it's a very, very interesting subject. It has opened up an opportunity to a great extent where even startups, small business enterprises can really look at utilizing the power of internet marketing, because they have to pay only if their advertisement is clicked. They don't have to pay for being on the net, for being on Google, for being on Facebook. Okay, so for that they don't pay. They pay if somebody clicks it. So that's the understanding one has to carry home. So furthering our understanding about the search pay-per-click advertising, it's a type of online marketing where businesses pay a fee whenever someone clicks on their ads. So that is what I have narrated to you earlier and explained to you. It's commonly used on search engines like Google, Microsoft, I told you search engine or social media, ad. So when customer first searches for something, then the list appear. Now earlier, so far in we have studied SEO, search engine optimization, where we have studied organically derived list, but around that there are paid inclusions, which is pay-per-click inclusions, only if customer clicks that. So when you do a keyword search shopping, and then Amazon, Myntra, etc. come up on the top, and then there is a very prefix written ad. If you click that, then Amazon has to pay. But if you don't click it, you just go down, you go to next page, Amazon do not have to pay for. You are just watching their advertisements or that particular title and announcement, big billion day, and you know those kind of things. Then only when you click it, you have to pay for it. So with that, it's a business wherein advertiser offers a willingness to display the ad and receive money in return only if the interested customer clicks the advertisement that he has released on his platform, that the Facebook has released on his platform, that the Google has released on their search engine listing, etc. So instant visibility and targeted reach. This is a very powerful aspect of pay-per-click as an advertisement, because what happens in the search engine optimization, you see that it requires a time to really build yourself and come higher on the list. Pay-per-click is the day, the time that you pay for it, it starts appearing. So, and millions of people are searching every day, every time. So your appearances on those listing pages is instantaneous. So that is first thing. Okay, PPC offers precise targeting. So here we all have, while we developed our profile on Facebook, Instagram, so we have filled in a lot of information. Based on that, the targeting is very much possible while you release your money, while you decide your pay-per-click and you give that demographic and various other aspects as a target customer. So targeting is better. So various factors are available to you. Search engine platforms like Google, social media platform like Facebook, so they offer a lot of options to precisely target your customer. So much so that if I know that you know that a particular customer with this number is buying frequently. Now you do not have similar number of other customers, but just entering that, their algorithm will search like from your this thing, they will find out number, the profile of the number, and then they will find out similar profile, etc., and then they will show your advertisement to them. So much so is that granularity ensures that ads are shown to the right target at the right time, and therefore the likelihood of them being your lead and conversion rate is high. Budget flexibility and measurable results. One of the most attractive aspects of pay-per-click is it's a flexibility in its budget management. Why? Because small businesses, startups, they can probably set their daily budgets, or they can set their monthly budgets, monitor them, see the utility of it, see the productivity outcome for it, exercise proper measurability so that you see whether your return on investment is coming. If not, you can discontinue and thereby reduce your burden. So that's the one big plus. Additionally, provides measurable results. So this particular science itself or the technique is result driven. They tell you pay per click. So that means the advertiser has to give you the requisite statistics. Okay, so therefore, easy for businesses to know whether their content is right, whether their offer is right, whether the platform is right in its place. Key performance metrics such as click-through rate, we have understood, conversion rates and return on investment. These are the three parameters. If monitored well, you will know whether your PPC strategy is paying you off or not. So let's have a quick look at PPC global statistics. Friends, overall, do not struggle to remember. Intent is to make you aware as to how this has become such a big potential internet marketing aspects. Right from this, if I start, global PPC ad market is projected at 190.5 billion in 2024. Google search advertising is projected to touch 279 billion in 2023. So the numbers are growing. As of 2021, Google owned 92% of the global search market. Others are very trivial share. Paid advertisements have 200% return. Means if you invest 1 rupee, you get 2 rupee as a return. PPC generates twice the number of visitors than the organic search engine, organic SEO based initiatives. So you see that the number of visitors get multiplied if you use this. Ads can increase brand awareness by 80%, helping business reach among the trusted customers. Advertisements and their power, we all know. So likewise, PPC is one of the approach to advertising, and that will take you to the right customer at the right time, and therefore it will increase the noticeability, registering the brand, and then believability, etc. 65% of the customers click on PPC ads, especially when they are actively looking for a specific product which or the solution that they want to have immediately or in the near future. So you see the power of it. 93% of the customers use the web to find a local business. So again, PPC helps you to become locally popular, and your local SEO and local business maximization can be driven through PPC. The global PPC software market that is projected to, it's about valued today at about almost 13 billion, okay, in 2019, and projected to reach almost 29 billion by 2027. The growth rate of almost 11%. So that itself is a very high growth rate in today's market. Global ad spending itself is going to increase 4.5%. So in 2023, it is expected to touch something like 669 billion. So that's a huge amount. In that, the internet marketing has its own share. PPC ads on the Google Display Network, that is a network which is occupied or which is covered by Google reach up to 90% of the internet users. So you see the reach of the Google, it takes you to the 90% of the internet users. Billions and billions of people are there on the net. So 77% of the internet users are confident that they can identify paid searches. This is another very interesting study. You remember, if you do the listing and then there are various ads, they have written prefix ad. So that means it clearly tells you that this is an advertisement. What this statistics tells you that the users are also smart enough. They know that this is a paid advertisement. Now they look at the power. When they notice that, they know that this guy has an interest in business development. And therefore, this guy is of interest to me also. So that leads to the trust and believability. 50% of the visitors who arrive at the retailer site through paid searches are more likely to make a purchase vis-a-vis the organic searches. Organic searches means you may be casually looking at it, while the paid search is the power. Various research have suggested that people get into active searching when they want solution in near future. So you see that the conversion rate are going to be higher. 40% of the brands and agencies have stated that their PPC budget is still considered according to them on a lower side. So it definitely indicates that more budget is going to come on the overall subject matter of paid per click advertising. So let's have a quick brief to the point understanding of PPC platforms, because overall subject is on that. Today, the world of digital marketing, there are various platforms that are available. Primarily, if you dissect them into two, they get, one is known as a paid search and second is paid social. Paid search means it's your listing appearing or your advertisement appearing, PPC advertisement appearing on search platforms like Google, Bing, etc. While paid social means your advertisement appear on social media platform, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, etc. So that's a very simplest understanding one can have. Google ad is the most widely used PPC. So earlier we've seen 92% of the search engine market is covered by Google. So Google ad offers a very powerful media to do your PPC advertisements. Here, advertisement, you have a specific targeting possible, specific micro-targeting possible. That's the power which Google offers you. Offers various targeting options, and then this targeting options which connects you with your right target group. So that's very critical, and then that's also instantly. Remember that part. Microsoft also has his own platform, Bing, and that controls Bing and Yahoo. Very insignificant marketing share, but still, this, in terms of internet, there are, it is like missing out on millions of customers. So like, people also may have to consider that. Now we come to the paid social, which is the Facebook, with almost like a 3 billion active users on the this particular Facebook every month. Now here you see that various in the side panel advertisement that appear, they are known as a Facebook pay-per-click advertisement. You may see it, you do not click it. So the advertiser do not pay, but you see it and then you click it. The advertiser is to pay to the Facebook the relevant amount. Likewise, Instagram also, while the Facebook ads are more textual, etc., Instagram ads can be more pictorial, reels, you know, very live. It's like a video kind of a platform nowadays. Earlier, it started with only the photographic platform, photograph-based platform. So that's what, therefore, it creates a very engaging content. That's a high probability out there. Twitter is a very vast penetrated social media tool, and therefore you reach again instantly if you use Twitter. You need to know the trending topics on Twitter, the daily trends, etc., and then if you try placing your ads at the right time at the right trending news, you tend to benefit a lot. It's ideal for business to looking to engage in real time. Now the advantage of paid social is a real-time engagement. Both paid search also, it's a real-time. Whenever that action takes place, your back-end data gets updated. There are other platforms. One is like a YouTube ads. which is also owned by Meta, LinkedIn Ads, and then the Amazon Ads. So Amazon has created its own platform, so therefore they have that power. You likely to encounter PPC ads daily. We see it, you know, whenever you scroll Instagram or Facebook, in between there is something comes in like a sponsored. That's the ad. We see it, we do not click it, advertiser doesn't pay. We see it, we click it, advertiser has to pay for it. Paid searches like Google Ads show up at the top of every search result. Now, where will they appear? So, when you, the moment you get into digital camera, now the Nikon, Sony, if they've done the paid search, you know, advertisement on a PPC basis, then they will appear on the top of the search. In between, later on, first two or three, and then later there may be natural organic list. But this is how the paid listing, paid search advertisement will appear. On the other hand, paid social ads, including shopping ads, are usually placed within the content. So, if you are using a social media platform, Facebook, Instagram, etc., then they are like a scrolling type of thing. On the mobile, you visualize the mobile, you scroll through the Insta feeds, Facebook feeds. So, they are placed in between. You have a choice to see it or ignore it. So now we come to our next section, choosing the right PPC platform. So which one is right? We have understood paid search, paid social, and Google search is major market in paid search and paid social. You have things like Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Amazon, etc. So now let's see how do you decide. So that's where what is required is to know who uses those platforms. Whether your target profile is there or not when you release, so whether you will have a reach, that's what is a very important thing. So every platform is designed with certain built-in strengths. So for example, Google Ad, great for e-commerce, while LinkedIn could be for the B2B. So very truly, Google is more for the consumers, end consumers. So if you are, they are looking for scents, they are looking for deo, they are looking for clothing, gadgets, etc. But B2B, business to business, if I had to give you a simple example, we all use fans in our house. Crompton Greaves, one of the company, they give you a ready to use fan. So that is B2C, but inside the fan there are motors, motor requires armature. So there are another manufacturer who manufacture motors, supplies to the Crompton Greaves. So they are, their relation is B2B. So LinkedIn and always a professional network tool, platform you use. LinkedIn for your, if your majority of your customer is B2B types. So that's a starting aspect that we are learning to choose the right PPC platform. When picking up a PPC platform, think about your audience, budget, what you are offering, and the format. Now, this is very critical. Who your target audience is, like B2B, then professional network only will do. Direct to consumer, then vast majority used consumer platforms like a Facebook and all will be used. And not only that, what's the ad format, what's the message going to be, how much budget you have, whether you require a reach, whether you need to reach many people simultaneously, or you require to appear in front of them again and again to get noticed and get preferred, get selected, and then call to action to take place. Also study your competitors to see where they are putting. So your comparative understanding of what competition is doing. So that is very essential. Which platform, which part of the day, what kind of a messaging they have. So those aspects will enable you to again choose your platform correctly. So balancing PPC strategy, at this particular thing, we will try to understand what care you have to take so that your PPC strategy pays you well. It doesn't take away your budget. So that was the balancing part. Rather than relying on just one PPC platform, say Google only, okay, it is better to spread your strategy across various platforms. Again, whether only paid search or paid social, within that only Google, or whether you want to be on the other, that is what this is going to kind of help us with. This well-rounded approach helps reach the broader audience. So remember, in that earlier also we said that though the Google accounts for 92%, the Bing and Yahoo collectively is like 5%, but that 5% in a billion consumer market, billions of internet users, itself accounts for many lakhs and millions of customers for you. So think whether you can afford to miss out. So that's what is critical. By using the unique advantages of each platform, if your product needs a lot of pictorial representation, beauty cream, then you have to showcase the beautiful faces. Then only people will realize the power of your beauty cream. Then maybe the Instagram is a better thing. But if it is just a tutorial classes or it is like a tuition, then maybe the Facebook is appropriate for you. So after understanding what is pay per click as an advertising subject, let's understand certain critical concepts interlinked. That's why it is essential for us to know. So first of all, what is the meaning of keyword research? Keyword research is trying to understand from the customer point of view when they have a need arise, when they have a need for a specific product or a service, how they go about searching. So like if I had to give you a simple example, like I want to buy a camera. So now do I search for things like only camera? Do I search is there is a digital camera? Do I search is there is the most popular camera or professionals camera? So that aspect gets covered here, and that understanding helps you. That's the first phase. Get maximum people watching your release advertisement. Then comes ad groups. So you hear the advertiser, that is, advertisers are the one who actually releasing the advertisements, that the brand owner, the company, they would like to group it. They would like to group in the sense the keyword, the landing page and text into a group so that certain keywords based searches should land into this landing page. So they may have more than one different landing pages. So certain particular keyword specific groups searching the internet and then clicking it should land into a one specific type of a microsite vis-a-vis the other. So that way it helps them to serve the content right for the right kind of a profile. Ad auctions. Now this is those platform who have that power, they conduct auctions because they want to maximize their revenue also. So they resort to what you call auctions. Now auction requires a bidding. So here multiple advertisers will come together and they will try to offer maximum that they think they can pay for a click on their advertisement. Whoever with the highest amount will win that bid. So that means during that specific slot, their advertisements only will come. So that way, the auction-based approach to one end, the platform guy maximizing his return, the advertiser maximizing his reach, his visibility. So that's an ad auction. Quality score, here it's a Google rates the relevance and the quality of your ad and ad copy and the landing pages on a scale of 1 to 10. So advertisement that you make and release, Google has its own algorithm. Based on those parameters, your advertisement will get score. Copy so and so 1 to 10, you may get 4. Creativity, you may get 8. So likewise, or they may have one particular index on which studying overall your digital advertisement, you will get a score. If your ad is a better score ad, then the probability of them coming in higher in a display is very much there. Cost per click, cost per click. To see is one thing and to click is another thing. So here, cost per click, it is like the same thing that we are trying to understand pay per click. So it's a cost to the advertiser or the cost to the platform guy. And from there, he receives the amount through auction. He decides how much is to be paid for him. So cost per click is an advertiser pays for such click on an ad. So it's like a same thing, pay per click, but cost per click is represented from the platform side as a terminology. Okay, so that here pay only if you are clicked, pay only if your advertisement is clicked. In short, a click-through rate, this is the percentage of users who click on an ad vis-a-vis those who just saw your advertisement. Higher CTR means definitely there is something in your headline in a body which is attracting many people, and therefore they are clicking it and they are referring to advertisement. So every advertiser wants a better click-through rate. Impressions. Impression is just a visibility of your advertisement. Now you look, visualize a situation. You are on a Facebook and you started watching a few initial messages, a little slow, but then you realize that maybe many things are not relevant. You start doing very quick scrolling. Now in that quick scrolling, even if the Nikon camera ad which passes through your eyes, you have not even noticed, it will be considered as an impression. Earlier days it used to be an impression, cost per impression, etc. But then people realize, advertisers realize that, you know, this is like a waste, and that's where the pay-per-click has come in. Segmentation, very clear, homogeneous group with similarity of characteristics displaying same buying behavior. If I have to give you an example, diapers. Earlier diaper used to be only for the kids. Now you have diapers for kids, diaper for adults, so adult diapers as it is called. So this is a segmentation. So you have to be very clear about who your segmentation is. Landing page. Landing page. You have an airport where the aircraft lands. Likewise, when customer has searched certain things, a list has appeared, he clicks that link or the click whatever that particular message, third message or the fourth message, you see that he lands up onto another page. He leaves this particular search engine, he lands up into a page. Now that is what is known as a landing page. That's where he will then start getting all the relevant information that he wants. Conversions, that is most important financial implications, ultimately how many customers who visited your digital property, got into say click-through rate, okay, have actually purchased and become your customer. So that's a conversion to customer, percentage of users who became customer. That's what is finally is a very critical terminology that one need to understand, conversion rate. You will learn few brief aspects about doing a keyword research. So here, keyword, you know, is very powerful requirement for successful PPC strategy. Pay-per-click essentially requires you to understand how your customers resort to information search. What do they use it as a words or a stanza, a few words together collectively, they search for it. So that is what has to come out of your research. Now, therefore, what are the significance of this, doing this keyword research? It essentially tells you that it's like a finding out the right word used by your end consumers to search for their requirement, their requirement linked with your category of a product. If you are a packaged food, or if you are say like shaving products, etc. So that's what one has to find out. Words are important for business because this is how customers is going to look for you. So are you there when they look for some particular category of the product? So if you are there, you will show up. So if you'll show up, people may consider you. Picking the right word means more people who are, when you have chosen a right word, what it means, more and more people will notice you. So the probability of them considering you also grows up. And when you are considered more, conversions are also expected to be more. So these are few salient aspects of doing a keyword research. There are various tools and techniques that one need to really understand. We will study some of them. They are the core one, keyword planners. Google is a tool called from the Google, helps you to so there is a Google keyword planner which helps you to really determine the right keywords for your kind of business domain that you are in. And it's like when you get into it, they probe various aspects about your business and then they try and give you certain feeds, which is a kind of a keywords feeds that they provide you. Now you have to be smart enough. If you know your customer side well, then you may be able to pick it up well. Competitor analysis, obviously, wherein you have to understand competition, what keywords they use, okay, multiple of them if any, etc., which media they use, which keyword if they have, that kind of a strategy. So all these things we have studied in one of the chapters, the various tools available to you, platform available to you to give you this competitor analysis. Long tail keywords. Long tail keywords is multiple keywords together. Otherwise, just the one word shopping or digital camera. So, however, if suppose you have keywords like a marketing professionals for branding, so then that's a long tail keywords. It always also pays you to acquire some of them, though less, many, significantly less number will search, but whoever searches it are the one who's seriously looking for your kind of business to help them. So therefore, connect is better. Negative keywords. So we often focus on developing a keywords which is going to be like garnering you better, show up and better search results, etc. But parallelly, there is a concept of what you call negative keywords. Those are the keywords means you do not want to appear there. If it is searched, you do not want to be appearing there. So you also, it pays you to really also know some of the keywords which are negative. If your product appears there, it sounds negative. And therefore, you want to stay away. So even that, I think, feed is required for you. Regularly updating keyword list. Now the world is changing, technology is changing, product introductions are happening at a very rapid pace. Now, in the light of it, each one is doing the keyword search, each one is applying certain keywords. So this may change for you. So over a period, you have to be aware about utility of your keyword. So that is only possible through regular research. So, friends, overall, we have understood tools, techniques, and certain salient aspects of keyword research. So, now let's understand very important aspects, bidding strategies. We know what is bidding. That is, in the sense, how an advertiser bids for it, means gets the best rate for himself, and how he pays for it. What happens? Then what happens that leads him to pay that specific amount. So each bidding process strategy that you have that I'm going to teach you serves your specific advertising goal and objective that you have in mind, and therefore they offer various benefits. Now it's up to you to decide what is that you are looking for. Different bidding strategy understanding will help you to strategize better. That selection itself will help you really to get the desired goal of your advertisement fulfilled, and you get the desired outcome within your budget constraints. So that's the essence of learning these different bidding strategies. To start with, first one is the cost per click, CPC. As the name suggests, you pay amount to the platform only when your advertisement is clicked, and therefore it is very, very sound strategy when you want to really pull in more and more people to visit your websites or increase the visibility of it. So you create a visibility of your websites, newly constructed websites, newly introduced offers, sections, etc., which through a channel called social media or a search engine platforms, you use them as a channel, and you want have to have the traffic maximized to your sites, then that is a good strategy. Advertisers have a control over spending. So the advantage of this is within his budget, he is at least ensuring that this has been paid for those customers who have shown an interest in your advertisement. Next one is cost per thousand, as it also known as many times cost per mille. So here what happens, you pay for thousand times when your ads are seen. You pay for a visibility of your advertisements to 1,000 targeted group of prospects. It's used for making a brand more known. When you have to achieve reach, you try to have this kind of a strategy. It gives you not only the exposure, but it is not a good strategy for compelling action or a call to action. If you want to improve your click-through rate, this may not be the right strategy. Cost per acquisition, CPA, cost per acquisition bidding is decides how much they want to spend for every action. It is like in our conventional marketing, we decide what is my acquisition cost of the customer, which I factor into my product costing so that I derive my product pricing appropriately, but at the same time I might generate my budget for marketing. So it is like how much you wish to pay for acquiring online customers that you decide. It's great for getting specific actions from your prospective customers. So each one has a certain specific action that you have given. You know that you will be able to acquire customers if you fulfill his information need, if you fulfill his comparative specifications need, etc. So you have accordingly built in your call to action, and when you get your customers through that, you are most likely to have a customer properly converted into your, you know, long-term customer or your first-time customer. So for such kind of things, these are the strategy. This particular strategy, cost per acquisition strategy, is very, very useful. Last one, that is not the next one, so to say, is a targeted return on ad spend, ROAS. Here, for every amount that I spend, how much am I expecting my revenue to come? This is a very powerful utilitarian strategy. It requires a lot of understanding of the online market. It requires a lot of understanding of the internet marketing and your past record that allows you to determine conversion rate, and based on that you determine what's the revenue that you can plan for. And having said that, you get into the bidding, which will allow you to get the maximum revenue for the amount that you invest in your internet marketing. So with that, friends, we have understood the essentially core bidding strategies, but that's not an end in itself. There are a few more. So let's take the next one, maximize clicks bidding. So here what happens, here you have to get maximum of a click. Now here the algorithm will expose the advertisement in such a manner to your targeted group of customers that it will lead him to really get you the maximum clicks on your advertisements. So here the overall bidding is adjusted, overall bidding is covered in such a way, or overall bidding process allows you to select the approach which will get you the maximum clicks on your digital property. It will drive traffic, no specific action needed. It's up to the platform who receives from you this particular advertisement to see to it that how they bring this particular advertisement in front of your decided target prospects so that you get maximum of clicks, and then therefore you pay for it. Next one is enhanced cost per click, ECPC, as they say. Enhanced, as the word suggests, its bids automatically adjust the better chances of success. So here the bidding takes place to improve your chance of success. Success what? Whatever that objective that you have in mind, whether you want call to action to take place or click through rate to improve, etc. However, here smart technology today play a role. It allows you, there are automated bidding processes that is taking place. So now after you provide them the requisite expectation setting has been done, what you get is the enhanced cost per click bid amount. That is what you, if you accept it, then accordingly you will be paying it to the platform when the desired action takes place.